Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We do have that preliminary report that has been issued by the National Transportation Safety Board. They say a cockpit voice recorder was actually not working on that medical transport plane, which crashed, of course, in Philadelphia in the Northeast back in January. And they say likely that voice recorder had not been working for years.
Wow.
For several years.
So it was down for that long.
Yeah.
You're not buying that?
Does this help my theory that this is, like, you know,
foul play?
This was the drug cartels.
That's right. Yeah, there was the Mexican connection. Yes, you brought that up. Possible.
So they say that just to review the crash, killing all six people on board that Learjet 55, a seventh person inside a vehicle on the ground, killed as well. At least two dozen others on the ground were injured, as we've talked extensively about. This made national news. So it's known as the black box, the cockpit voice recorder. Remember, we had reported that they did recover it and had to rebuild the thing, and were hopeful that they would have some answers here. At this point, they say no, that it wasn't working, did not record what happened with the pilot. And remember, the crash also injured several others on the ground, including that 10-year-old little boy in a vehicle hit by debris while trying to protect his little sister, and then was able to meet some of our Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Kind of an inspiration.
This was almost a month ago on a Friday, right? Mm-hmm. It was a Friday night when I remember seeing the awful videos that went viral on social media.
January 31st.
Yeah. Wow. That was 5 weeks now.
So they are continuing to investigate, but obviously and unfortunately, they won't have that black box, that cockpit recorder to go by to help them figure out exactly, to bring forth the answers. We have some information about what happened in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Started for police as a 911 call, one of those domestic violence calls that we hear about all the time, apartment building there, and a deadly police shooting. So it happened in Rosemore Garden Apartments, 2300 block of Rosemore Ave. Police say a young girl calling 911 when her mom's boyfriend pulled out a gun and started firing his weapon. Officers were there within seconds, got there very quickly, were told that they heard an additional gunshot followed by some screaming, immediately entered that apartment where there was a woman inside. This, according to the chief of Abington Township Police, this is our friend Chief Patrick Malloy. He said that officers broke down the door, two of them firing their weapons, hitting that male suspect who was taken to the hospital where he was later pronounced dead. They did point out this is a very rare situation they would ever use that kind of deadly force. But in this case, these officers followed their protocols and their training, they say, with regard to what they believed at the time, because this, you know, young girl, this child is calling, help me, help my mommy, that sort of thing. They believe this was a hostage rescue. So as far as the mom and her child, they are okay. Officers were able to, you know, reach them. They're grateful that they were okay. Nobody else injured. But in this one, since it's a police-involved shooting, then the Montgomery County DA's office takes over with that investigation.
Yeah, Kevin Steele.
Yeah, so I mean, in other words, somebody else does the investigation, you know, so that you don't want your own people investigating it. And that, again, that's the protocol that we talk about. We also have news of, remember we talked about this in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, the community impacted by that jet fuel leak in the company's 14-inch pipeline energy transfer, they have now been ordered to install this point-of-entry treatment system, a variety of systems for those residents in the Bucks County community that has been impacted by this. So this is the announcement. Just happened last night, late yesterday afternoon, from the Pennsylvania DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection. And so they're saying that that's one of the remedies they're ordering for that drinking water.
Wow. Okay.
That we've talked about. And then I know we'll talk a lot about President Trump, tariffs, pausing USMC. So we've got more tariff talk this morning. Trump's executive orders that he signed, and Rift kind of held that news conference for well over an hour yesterday. So we have that going on. And we do have the announcement from the Trump organization, from the Trump administration, I should say, the president himself, about zero tolerance and a vow to crack down against these anti-Semitic protests on college campuses, which were happening again in New York. We talked about it yesterday somewhat. Mm-hmm. But President Trump issuing a warning, a very, you know, stern warning, and saying, I know that Stephen Miller was, his White House Deputy Chief of Staff was, you know, detailing this, saying this is a national security issue, it's a civil rights issue, and zero tolerance by this administration, any of these anti-Semitic protests that happen, like the ones that happened here, although I think Philadelphia dealt with ours, but that, for example, if there are people who, you know, are on a school visa, that sort of thing,
oh, yeah,
they'll be booted.
Yeah, and I think Columbia, and now this was Bernard College, yes, yesterday, which is connected in some way with Columbia. I think of, when we think of all the Ivy League schools that has, you know, been hosting these protests, no school has had more occurrences of it than Columbia. Columbia has been like ground zero for this. And I forgot about it for a long time. It's been out of the news cycle. I don't think they've been occurring nearly as frequently, but I'm so tired of even seeing them. Just like you've been saying for the last couple of weeks, if you're here on a student visa from another country, yeah, zero tolerance for you. You know, it's a privilege to be here. It's not your right. Get out.
Yeah, it's so.
And again, true. That's not to say that you don't have the right to protest. But when you impede people's progress and being able to get from point A to point B, you put your hands on officers or security guards on campus, that's where the line is drawn.
It's one of those things. I believe we're going to have more announcements this morning. So something that we're always watching for the latest developments, because these protests in Nick's Point, they were still going on last night. And Jewish students, as well as their parents, other students, demanding that something happens,
yep,
that this should not be tolerated. So we're watching this minute by minute this morning, expecting more news. And just a follow up as far as those phones, the thefts of phones that we've seen from a lot of different stores across Philadelphia. I know there are a couple stores not so far away from my house where they've had all these holdups, and in Center City, Philadelphia, phones swiped from either stores or from individuals over a matter of weeks. And just one of the stories this morning is that these appear to be rings of criminals, and then they are serving a black market in China.
Oh.
So sending them back to China.
Yeah.
That's a little different take, so I just thought I would, okay, mention that one for you.
Yeah, I'd like to see the iPhone 17 Plus, sir. Mm-hmm. Could you take that out of the glass protection panel? Yes. Give me about 5 minutes. They're stolen a lot these days, you know. You can't even leave out phones.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and they're already on, you know, some sort of like little connected, you know, string. You know, you're going to a cell phone store and they're on the little console, and, you know, you have to rip them off or break them or cut them. It's not like they're just, you know, sitting there. What's next? We got to stick them in, you know, bulletproof glass. Bunch of pigs.
Did you guys see SpaceX explode over the Bahamas?
I saw the,
yes.
Yeah,
we have the video.
Wow.
Phil doing it right.
I just saw that starship blew up. There it is.
How beautiful that water is.
Yeah, this is over the Bahamas. So,
wow.
So it took off in Florida and then exploded. It was a test flight. But, you know.
But it is a setback.
Yeah. And if I'm the astronauts, I'm like, maybe I don't. Maybe we don't need to be rescued.
Let's hang out on that boat a little longer.
We're good up here. Good up here for a while. I don't know. You know, maybe.
Well, they had to basically take for cover. I mean, they had to stop some of the, you know, boating, shipping, that sort of thing because of all of the debris.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, because it's a huge, it's a massive starship.
Yeah, so that test was for a trial run to go up and get the astronauts?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been doing these test flights for Starship.
It's Starship 8, yeah, and they've been doing test flights to it. But no, it wasn't. But yeah, they had to suspend flights and stuff like that because there's so much stuff up there.
You see all the debris kind of... Yeah. I mean, from a distance, yes, it looks cool.
Yeah.
But it's not cool to, you know, Greg's point, if you're on a flight or if you're on a boat anywhere nearby.
You know, on second thought, the Schuylkill doesn't sound too bad these days, does it?
Good one. So the failure of the, eighth Starship test comes just over a month after the seventh. Also ended in an explosive failure. Back-to-back mishaps. Yeah. Occurring.
Maybe Elon should focus on, because the Tesla stock is tanking.
Yeah.
Maybe he should focus on one job.
Can he Doge himself?
If he's going to Doge, that's fine. But then maybe hand over the reins to Tesla and Starship to somebody else.
Yes.
Just thinking outside the box.
Here. If you're going to Doge, make sure you don't get Doged yourself.
Yeah.
We got to come up with a catchy phrase for that. There's something there. We'll get Newman Price on it.
By the way, getting back to the Barnard College thing, Road Warrior says over 40% of Barnard College is Jewish. So wow. That was a...
Yep.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It's
a targeted attack.
Yeah.
They know.
So, but they were out there. They were still out there. This was going on last night. They broke in through the... and rushed in through the back... a back door, which right there is in that breaking and entering.
Yep.
They're fully masked with, you know, head coverings.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know, are they actually students?
Right.
Then the university professor or the university president says, well, I'll meet with three of you as long as you don't wear your face mask.
Yep.
And as long as I know that you're a student.
Right. We don't know if they're students, if they're professional protesters. We don't know if they're of Arabic or Palestinian descent. It wouldn't surprise me if it was just some, you know, 19-year-old random white liberal female from Newtown, all decked out in the headdress.
Yeah.
Because God knows they support the wrong side of this conflict.
But, you know, to Road Warrior's point, you're a parent, you're worried about your child, but you're also shelling out, look at the tuition. I mean, this is not some run-of-the-mill school. And so they, last night, I think the answer by Stephen Miller was... in part, an answer, an assurance, and a promise to these parents there and around the country, zero tolerance.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens this morning. We're all, just here at Kale & Company, I think we're all waiting for this morning for the latest because it's not done.
Yeah, let my daughters partake in something stupid like that 12 years from now. I'm going to yank every funding I give them, which will be nothing to begin with.
You know that nothing I gave you, I'm taking it back.
Hey, bank, you know that 3% you're charging my daughter on that loan? Make it 6. She's an idiot.
Aww. Well, this was something else that President Trump was asked about yesterday. He was asked about daylight saving time.
Yes,
that's this weekend. So he called it a 50-50 issue because half the people like it the way it is. Half the people like it.
Phil, this is cut 24.
Are we all in agreement that we enjoy what's about to happen coming up this weekend more?
Yes.
We would prefer right?
Even though we lose an hour from my precious weekend that I want to just suck every last second out of because it's not long enough. Yes, I agree. I will take this weekend just to, you know.
Yeah, I'll gladly take darkness and no sunlight until 7 a.m.
Yep.
If that means I'm not going to be able to... You know, like, I want to be able to sit out in the summer. And honestly, obviously, if you change this around, like, I want light at 8 p.m.
Yes.
I'm sick of darkness at 5:15.
And
likes that?
And we go to bed early. So, like, that's coming from three people that
that
go to bed early. Well, Dawn doesn't, but play Trump.
When are you going to get rid of daylight savings?
Okay, are you ready? So, this should be the easiest one of all, but it's a 50-50 issue. And if something's a 50-50 issue, it's hard to get excited about it. I assume people would like to have more light later, but some people want to have more light earlier because they don't want to take their kids to school in the dark. And It's very much, it's a little bit one way, but it's very much a 50-50 issue. And it's something I can do, but a lot of people like it one way, a lot of people like it the other way. It's very even. And usually I find when that's the case, what else do we have to do?
And I got
make a decision.
Most people don't want to take their kids to school in the dark. I mean, my wife
is, what they're telling them.
My wife is, you know, able to take the girls, so they don't, they only take the bus home because she works remotely. And I get the text update every morning, 15 minutes into the cut sheet, of how they were on the way to school. It's a horror story every day. I don't think it's going to change whether it's going to be light or dark. So, yeah, give me that. Give me the darkness early. All day, every day.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I was raised in the shadows.
So that is, in case you haven't heard, you're going to set your clocks forward 1 hour, spring forward. So, yeah, we lose an hour, and so that's sunrise and sunset. Yep. Will be 1 hour later on Sunday than on Saturday for that reason. Hawaii and Arizona, by the way, do not observe daylight saving time.
Okay.
Except for the Navajo Nation, just in case you want to make sure you know.
Big, we're big with the Navajo Nation.
The Navajo Nation. Nation. Yeah.
Yeah. They stream us on the app.
They do.
We love you, Navajo Nation.
Odyssey.com. Thank you.
And just
shout out to all my hoes.
And just a little tease, Trump did, he was also asked by, that was Peter Ducey asking about daylight saving. Peter had the good questions yesterday, asking him about Butler, PA. Will we learn more about the attempted assassin? So I'll give you a tease that he revealed some information.
Cut sheet. Coming up.
Yes, indeed. First Bank sponsoring us this morning, ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner. You can count on First Bank for personalized support and smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com. Learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Today, 51 degrees, but Nick Kale doesn't like the wind, but he's going to get more wind. So it's going to be windy and 50s. More sunshine, though, coming this weekend, and mild temperatures. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, it's a Friday big take. We all know about RFK Jr., and a select few of you might know these two individuals, but most of you probably do not until yesterday. Meet Jay and Marty. You'll do that on the other side of Kale and Company. Right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company Podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by Robert Half. Beyond Bobby, let's meet Jay and Marty. When it comes to making America healthy again, RFK Jr. gets a ton of the headlines and the strong commentaries and reaction. However, it's really about the new faces and voices within the NIH and the FDA, within the Trump administration, that will be the power players. Meet Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, director of the National Institute of Health, and the new head of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Marty McCarry. You know, during the Biden administration, we were clobbered over the head with phrases like, trust the science. We were given vaccine mandates. We had people like Dr. Anthony Fauci parading around on television as a pharma pimp for every shot known to man, especially the COVID-19 vaccine and subsequent boosters. Well, those days are over. It's a new era and the beginning of a new push for transparency, curiosity, free speech within science, and making sure that people are protected over pharmaceutical companies and profits. But if you thought RFK Jr. was facing an uphill battle, you haven't seen anything yet when it comes to vaccines, big pharma, and the staunch opposition that Dr. J and Dr. Marty will face. And yesterday was their day on the Hill, and they did not disappoint. Trust in American institutions is down across the board. The media, the FBI, academia, education, and definitely medicine. Here's Dr. Marty McCarry shedding light on Americans' distrust in medicine, science, and health. Listen and watch.
I do think you can explain to people with humility what we know and what we don't know, and then they're going to trust us more. Trust in doctors and hospitals is at a crisis right now. It was 71% in 2019. 71% of the public trusted us in 2019. Now it's down to 40%. That's a 31-point drop in my profession. That is a major problem. If we have the cure for pancreatic cancer, but only 40% of the public is going to come in and take it because the rest doesn't trust us, then that medication is only 40% effective. So I think we fight bad ideas with more ideas. I do not believe in censorship of scientific opinions. I think we need a civil discourse. Unfortunately, we have a sort of toxic discourse right now in the United States and the politicalization of immune cells in some cases.
That's pretty scary. 7 out of 10 had trust pre-COVID. Now only 4 out of 10 trust doctors after the pandemic. Speaking of censorship, one man who knows what it's like to be silenced for dissenting form of use is Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. Before taking over as the director of the NIH under Trump, he was deplatformed and blacklisted at Stanford University. Here is Dr. J on the battle many Americans faced from 2020 until 2022. Listen and watch.
The proper role of scientists in a pandemic is to answer basic questions that policymakers have about what the right policy should be. They're not, our role isn't to make decisions to say you shouldn't be saying goodbye to your grandfather as he's dying in a hospital. It shouldn't be to say you can't have a funeral because it's too dangerous. You should the scientists should say here's what the risks are, and then you decide what the risk, whether you take it. The role of the scientist shouldn't be to say you can't send your kids to school for 2 years. You should close hospitals so that they can't treat heart attack patients. The role of scientists should be to address those problems by giving good data and then let people make the science should be an engine for freedom, knowledge and freedom, not something where it stands on top of society and says you must do this, this, and this or else. It shouldn't be pushing mandates for vaccines that have been like the COVID vaccines that were tested for a relatively short period of time. I took the COVID vaccine myself, but I think that the mandates that many scientists push have led to the lack of confidence that so much of the public has in science. If science is a force for freedom and for knowledge, it will have universal support. That's the role of science.
This guy is a decorated doctor with a background that can go toe-to-toe with many. So amen to what he just said right there. Now, Dr. Marty McCarry, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine professor, yesterday went before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, during which he answered questions regarding vaccines, chronic illness, and food safety. President Donald Trump's choice to lead the FDA flips the question about vaccine processes around on a top Democratic senator during this confirmation hearing on Thursday, advising them to ask former President Joe Biden why he skipped a key step when it came to the COVID-19 booster. Here's Dr. Marty in an exchange with Senator Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington, and watch how he flips the tables on her when it comes to vaccine hesitancy and hypocrisy from the Biden administration compared to now with the Trump administration. Listen and watch this.
Much thank you for being here today. Let me follow up on that, because last week I sent you a letter along with some of my colleagues asking you about the FDA's cancellation of that vaccine advisory committee meeting. For everybody's information, this is a meeting that takes place annually for at least 30 years to make recommendations on which influenza strains should be included in the flu vaccines for the upcoming flu season. And for the first time in decades, FDA canceled that meeting with no explanation given, no new date chosen. That is, I believe, unprecedented and dangerous. And you just referred to it, Dr. McCary. In 2022, you raised concerns when the FDA was considering not holding a vaccine committee meeting to authorize COVID-19 boosters for kids 12 to 15. And at the time, you said it was, quote, quote, unconscionable and undermined the integrity of the FDA's standard process to not hold that committee meeting. So if you are confirmed, will you commit to immediately reschedule that FDA vaccine advisory committee meeting to get the expert views we need to know those so we can have the correct vaccine for the upcoming flu season?
Thank you, Senator, for the question, and I appreciated our time together in meeting ahead of this hearing. I was not involved in that decision, and what I would say is
you will immediately reconvene it.
I will immediately reevaluate which sessions, the leadership of that center, which decisions, which topics could benefit from.
What goes into a reevaluation? This is done every year, so we know what flu vaccine to have. What are you reevaluating?
First of all, for the last 7 or 8 years that I've been following it, they simply adopt verbatim the recommendation of the International GIP Group. But I was not involved in that decision. I will say that there, in my opinion, was a huge difference between requiring every 12-year-old girl in America to take an eighth COVID booster shot versus rubber stamping a recommendation from the International GIP Group, which has done 7 out of the last 7 years.
Isn't it amazing that when the Biden administration skips a key process that's done on a routine annual basis for the COVID shot and booster, you don't hear a word from the media or the Democrat Party? The second Republicans and the Trump administration come in and they do the same thing with a flu shot, we get a long-winded, boring question from a senator nobody's ever heard of, who then impedes and interrupts the guy as he's answering the question. I love this guy already. And I'm looking for a awakening, a reckoning in the pharmaceutical industry. And it's a tough battle. It's an uphill fight. But the fact that guys like Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and Marty McCary and RFK Jr. are willing to at least try and at least have the conversation, I think is noble. I like this guy already. I already like Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. Here was his closing remarks as he seeks confirmation, talking about how we have to stop the risky gain-of-function research that could cause another pandemic and his commitment to MAHA. Listen and watch this.
Fifth, the NIH must embrace and vigorously regulate risky research that has the possibility of causing a pandemic, must regulate risky research that has the possibility of causing a pandemic. It should embrace transparency in all its operations. While the vast majority of biomedical research poses no risk of harm to research subjects or the public, the NIH must ensure that it never supports work that might cause harm. If confirmed, I will work with Congress and the administration to guarantee that happens. While I believe there are real problems to be addressed, I want to finish by reiterating my great respect for the work and mission of the NIH. If confirmed, I'll carry out President Trump's agenda of making the public science institutions of this country worthy of trust and serve to make America healthy again.
These two men are qualified, highly educated doctors who come off as outsiders, willing to shake up the medical status quo. Two men who seem to really adhere to the Hippocratic Oath that they've taken. And I love the fact that they are non-swamp doctors willing to rattle the cages of Big Pharma while protecting people and ensuring our health. Transparency, accountability, that's how you reestablish trust. And they're putting that all ahead of the profits of a Pfizer or a Moderna and the health of their bottom line. Now, they won't get the attention they deserve over the next 4 years, but they should. especially after what was pushed upon us and forced on us during the COVID-19 pandemic. Doctors and medical experts, trust the science, making up things like 6 feet of social distancing, legitimately making that up out of the blue, being told that the vaccine was 100% safe and effective. It was a human rights violation against so many of us, in my opinion. And with these two at the helm in their respective departments, I don't believe that history will repeat itself. And this is a mandate from the Trump administration, and this is what many of us voted for. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring, and Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in with your thoughts and reaction, you can let your comments fly on social media and, of course, in the YouTube chat. Just go to youtube.com/at1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. So this is interesting. And, Dawn, I want to get your thoughts. There was, is it Paul Offit that was here in Philadelphia?
Still is Dr. Paul Offit.
Yeah.
Children's Hospital.
He was involved in one of the articles I read yesterday from Fox News. And, you know, it's interesting. You have Dr. Marty McCary. I know we have talked a little bit about Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, especially from the free speech angle and what he dealt with when he spoke out and was ridiculed and censored during the pandemic at Stanford University. I really like these two guys a lot. I think they're going to do the exact opposite of what the, quote, trusted experts did 4 years ago and 3 years ago in the pandemic. Your thoughts on these two, how they come off, and really whether or not they're going to get the attention I think they deserve. Because Bobby Kennedy's going to take a lot of the headlines and a lot of the bullets, but I think these guys are the ones that I trust the most.
Well, I think we felt like we got to know, especially Dr. Marty McCary. I think that he became that household name as somebody, I mean, even dating back to 2016, because that's, I think, the, you know, when he made those headlines, he talked about medical errors and how they're unacceptable and accountability. But then during the pandemic, he was the voice busting the chops of, you know, the people at the head, Fauci and the FDA, you know, all of the, you know, a real critic,
mm-hmm.
as especially of Fauci. And so he was busting chops, really somebody who was outspoken. And I always thought, wow, he's with Johns Hopkins. Is he going to get fired?
Right.
Is he going to get in trouble?
Right. This is not a rogue doctor for some small medical college.
No, we all, I mean, he's been on our air for years. So we all love him. We know him. But I would say that, you know, for those of you who stood in line and who decided to fight, or maybe you weren't sure about how to vote, look at this. Look at the change now. With Dr. Marty McCary, somebody who was out there really putting his neck out, if you will, and speaking out about mm-hmm. all of this during the pandemic. And yep. one of those voices in the desert that we were all like, thank God for Dr. Marty McCary. And then Jay Bhattacharya,
yep.
this leading doctor who was silenced and bullied and canceled.
Stanford.
And
prestigious school.
We had talked about him. And so I will just say that this is a new day, a new administration that celebrates people in science with these prestigious medical backgrounds. And that I'm so grateful as I look at this. And that's not all. I mean, so they will. And that's what you saw with the senator as she was questioning it. So she's, you know, I think they're nervous. They're worried. Because these guys are going to come in and they're going to ask questions. They want the transparency, and they're going to talk. I mean, Marty McCary, his book is great, his latest one. And, you know, he wants to look at the health of school lunches. He wants to look at everything. And I love that.
Imagine not having free speech in science and medicine. It's outrageous. You know, the battle lines were drawn, and I think you've nailed it. Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, and even Robert Redfield, right? they were on kind of one side of the COVID ledger. And then on the other side, you were told, no, 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 don't listen to those three. Listen to Fauci, listen to Gupta, listen to Leanna Wen, and that other kook from Texas with the bow tie and the bad mustache, Peter Hotez. I'd like to see what he's got on his laptop at home. Anywho, yeah, those were the trusted names, but the dissenting views were to be silenced. I mean, in the medical field, can you imagine that? You have a broken leg, and you can only get surgery. Do not seek a second opinion. Do not go through physical therapy. Do not go through any rehabilitation. Don't put it in a boot. Don't ice it. You must go under the knife. That's outrageous. And with vaccines and COVID, it was a one-way street.
Yeah, Dr. Marty McCarry is somebody who, you know, he was the counterculture guy. He was the guy who said we need to change the culture, be allowed to ask questions. Yep. And that you as a patient and your kids, he's also for parental rights. So to me, these two gentlemen, I mean, this is such a symbol of change to me. The fact that, you know, these were the rebels, if you will. And the fact that you no longer have Fauci, you're going to have Bhattacharya. You're going to have at the head of the FDA, somebody like Dr. Marty McCarry. That to me, just watching that, yesterday is for me personally, I think it's an answer to prayer. Quite frankly.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll come back, wrap up the first hour. Great story, courtesy of InsideAudioMarketing.com, where we are maybe on the verge at a state level of seeing the banning of pharmaceutical ads in media. Not at the federal level yet, but at the state level. This is something I've been advocating for years. And it's starting in two states. We'll get to that story to wrap up the hour next. And then in hour number two, Trump and Elon, as Donald Trump pulls in the leash a little bit on Elon Musk and Doge. Back after this on Kale & Company.
You know, when choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense, doesn't it, to hire a company which provides better results, but it's also safer for your family, for your children, and for your pets. And that's why I've chosen Natural Lawn of America for years now. That's my lawn care company. So at Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all those harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and for your pets. They're a great service. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and all the insect controls they offer, they're going to make sure that your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. Don't just take my word for it. You can join the growing number of homeowners switching right now to Natural Lawn Safer Services. Start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. Get free seeding every year. If you want that greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. So it's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. So call the best. You deserve the best too, don't you? Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The role of censorship and restriction of scientific discussion. It was so refreshing to me to be allowed to speak my scientific views in Florida during the pandemic. I think the root problem, it's a pandemic is a very difficult thing. There's so many people are going to have different ideas in an environment of uncertainty. The root problem was that people who had alternative ideas were suppressed. I personally was subject to censorship by the actions of the Biden administration during the pandemic. Science, to succeed, needs free speech. It needs an environment where there's tolerance for dissent. And the reason I think why Florida did so well was that it provided an outlet for that dissent so that the government of Florida, the state of Florida could adopt the best ideas for its, you know, it's not that no mistakes were ever made. That's, you can't say that of any state in a pandemic. But in order to do well, you have to allow people to speak with each other openly, even when the ideas are controversial.
That's correct. And in Florida, you get free speech and you also get
mustard.
And that's with Ron DeSantis. You think about it. I mean, for colleges to censor their professors, I'm against censorship in every venue on planet Earth, but Stanford's going to silence you. Social media is going to silence you at the behest of who the president of the United States is. Give me a break here.
Also, the basis of science is a bunch of differing opinions and arguing it out to figure out which one is correct. Like, I don't want my scientists all lockstep in with one another.
No.
I want them saying, you know what? That might not be right. Let's try this. What about this?
Right.
Hey, you know what? In my experience, I think, like, that's what I want. I want a healthy debate on it. I don't want everything in lockstep, because when everything is in lockstep, that can't be good for us.
And it's also scary to think that you're going to have censorship on top of everybody in this last administration from an NIH or, you know, a CDC perspective or a WHO perspective. I mean, COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2 is not anything new. It was a new variation or iteration. And you spend your life preparing for these things, and then you just say, you know what? I'm going to whistle Dixie out my ass and say, hey, why don't we create 6 feet of distancing?
Yeah.
Like, all of these people should have been fired.
Yeah. And again, I'm fine.
We did fire them. Yeah.
Yes,
didn't we?
Well, true.
I just want to say this. Yeah. We all had to learn, have our kids learn, and we learned that scientific method song. So think about the basis of science, and that's what Bhattacharya said. He's not saying, I'm right, shut up and listen.
Thank you.
Observe, hypothesize, experiment, report, and analyze. You know, that silly song.
Yeah, we did that in eighth grade.
Remember
Dawn?
That? Yes. And so we all have that little song, teach your kids that song.
Mm-hmm.
But think about, that's the basis of science, right? That you observe it, then you all analyze. We weren't doing that.
No,
he wants to bring that back.
It was it's my way or the highway. That's how we did.
And it's medical fascism.
And 100%. And that's not how science should be.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Jern Blanston on the YouTube chat says this show could be called Cut Sheet and Company.
Yes, Kale Cut Sheet and Company, where we weave in. What a concept! We play clips on an audio based show. That's a radical idea. God dang it. All right. Kale and Company with the Cut Sheet coming up in 50 minutes. Dawn's got some news to kick off hour number two. And then Donald Trump puts new limits on Elon Musk. And Elon says, we had a, quote, very productive meeting yesterday. Probably then he ended up impregnating a 16th woman. But that'll be Monday's big story. Kale and Company, hour two, is up next.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.